look at it as that. I get some really good cards, but for me, I'm not selling it. It's all for me, just collections about, you know, different characters that I like, or, you know.
What's your favorite?
Bulbasaur.
And what's the health points?
Bulbasaur, is he, I think he may be like 130, 150.
What's his attack?
It's like he has this vine attack.
You can tell I have
points. Yes,
yes,
yes. I believe it's real estate. That's the biggest advice that I've been getting here lately. And, you know, me and my wife have been doing our thing with that. But just, you know, how you can keep your money into that, you know, that's, you can leave over that for your kids and they can have, you know, just generational, you know, wealth and stuff.
Can you tell me a little bit about your investment philosophy, where real estate is a concern?
It's a little bit, it's the portfolios kind of range. Right now we're doing duplexes. We're going to get into like low income, you know, family housing. We're going to do some commercial properties. Me and my wife are like ambitious to do a lot of things. So we're starting slow right now, but we'll get there.
Is that because there's a personal passion around that as well as investment opportunity?
Yeah, that's my wife's passion. I think that's, you know, big thing for her. But also, I think we want to leave our kids with, you know, way more than what we had. So I think that's a great way to do it.
How much is extra are you paying to, like, the price of Bitcoin or what
Bitcoin's over? A lot. Yeah, definitely a lot. Got a couple dollars in Bitcoin and, you know, a little bit in gold. So definitely pay attention to it.
How low do you think it will go?
Hopefully not too low. Hopefully it doesn't go low. But, of course, it will. Thank
when you look at the matchup and the running backs, Ramondre in his contact balance and just kind of yards after contact, who else does he remind you of in that regard?
Reminds me of one of my favorites. Like, Joe Mixon, always been one of my favorite running backs. But also, I don't want to – the running back, really good from Pittsburgh, number 30, I believe. Jalen Warren, yeah, sorry. His contact balance is crazy. So I think that reminds me a lot of that.
After contact are the same as Jonathan Taylor's in Indianapolis. Do you see something similar about that too?
Yeah, that's crazy. They got similar running styles. I mean, downhill, you give them a crease, you give them a seam, they'll hit it, and you know you got to make the tackles on them, or they got, you know, the speed to create extra yardage.
Yes. Can you tell us about your faith?
I'm applying it daily, but my faith, I mean, it started from a young kid. You know, you always get to go to church with your grandparents, and then once you get older, it's all about creating and finding a relationship with Jesus Christ yourself. And I think that's where my journey is, and that's what I'm doing now. It's just creating that consistency, man. That's the biggest thing, and that's the biggest thing that I struggle with that I'm continuing to work on. But it's been everything for me, man. The reason I'm here, the reason why, you know, I have the family that I have, the reason why I'm sitting here, he's everything. Thank you. Appreciate it. Come right after.
A leader on the field. How did you get the nickname?
That's just kind of the style of play. Like, you know, I don't always claim to be the fastest guy, but once you put the ball down, I can run and go get to anybody. So I think that's where it comes from. Oh, yeah. Thank you. Oh, wow. Well, Georgia high school football, the best athletes come out of Georgia. The best, the hardest, the toughest. But I always credit my high school coaches, man. They really prepared me not only for, you know, football life, like, you know, it wasn't really hard for me to, you know, speak in front of groups because, you know, that was something that we were taught. And then the football aspect of it, like I said, Georgia high school is the best that, you know, that there is. So high school's taught me a bunch. My coaches, I credit them a lot because they really got me prepared for not only football but life. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's the biggest thing for me. Like, you know, this time, you know, sitting around just truly enjoying the process, seeing these guys do this for the first time, it's major. It's kind of, you know, it's in a sense what we do it for. But I'm super happy for those guys. They deserve it. So we didn't get this far to just, you know, get this far. Let's go finish the thing. They've been everything to us, man. They've keeping us composed, and you know, when we get too high, they bring us back down. They make sure, you know, we stay humble to this game. So they've been our constant leadership, just keeping us poised and keeping us going.
What advice do you have to those guys?
It's nothing. It's a normal game. Like, you know, once you get past all the optics, man, it goes back to football. It's what we're used to. So once they kick it off, go be us. Oh, it's tenfold, man. There's nothing. Like I said, I'm enjoying every moment, taking as many pictures as I can, just because you don't get here every year.
Can you talk about the stability of this year? Good. The stability of this year being with the Seahawks as opposed to last year being on three rosters?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, of course. You know, not having to move your family is big. So being settled for a year, you know, knowing you're going to be here, that was key. So it's been cool. It's been fun not having to move and stuff. It's funny when I'm out, people always kind of remember me for that. They always tell me they appreciate me for what I did for Sam, but for me it was like, it was nothing, man. That's my dude, that's my guy, and I'll be there to defend him regardless of whatever happens. It enhances a lot, man. It's super, you know, emotional when I think about him. But this game, you know, I'm doing what he wanted me to do. When he's, you know, he's always proud of me, but he loves to see me play football. So I'm gonna go give it everything I got on Sunday. I think in my mindset, the way I am, I think loyalty's big for me, you know, but just the way I am, the way I go about life, just the way I operate, truly he was teaching me how to be a man, bro, and I feel like I learned from one of the best ones.
What did you learn from
playing this year? For me, the first time I learned it was it's a normal game, like I was saying earlier, just be calm and be in the moment, man. It's still football at the end of the day. I'm gonna come back. I'm sorry. Go ahead. It's been everything, man. I want my son to be a follower of Christ. And, you know, parents, you're supposed to train them up and teach them in the way that they should go. So I do my best, man. I'm constantly learning. I always, you know, give myself grace, man. I'm 26, father. So it's a lot, but I'm trying, and hopefully he sees that, you know, that too. That's the biggest thing. That's kind of hard. You know, you find a great deal of time, you know, during the off season. That's when you can truly just reflect and just be in the moment, be in the spirit, go to church and just, you know, do all the things.
Have you seen what you done? Of course. Now you do your thing. Gotta show respect.
Yeah, you're good. You're good.
You're good.
Waking up this morning, but just being here again. Definitely being at the Super Bowl. I always prayed I wanted three of them, so I'm at two. So we're cutting it down. So.
When you saw Spoon's High School Dunk, first of all, have you seen it?
Yes, I have.
What were your thoughts when you first saw that?
It's AI.
You thought this was AI?
Yeah, I thought it was AI. But no, Spoon, he always talks like he can hoop.
Yeah, but he banged on somebody and won. It's his first exclusive dunk.
That's probably like 2A basketball, right?
You're not impressed?
Not impressed at all.
Yeah, but have you ever caught a body like that in a basketball game?
I've never played basketball, so.
Yeah. You hate on this man.
Exactly. When you don't do something, you can hate.